Hi, this is Neil Heitz with Taste of Chicago, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN. Come on,
baby, don't you wanna go? 720 WGN, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland. We can see pretty far from here, and on the greatest days of the summer, we can see all of that action of Taste of Chicago happening on the streets below. Excited. I know what people are thinking. They're thinking, hey, it's cold, it's gloomy, it's wet, it's snowy, it's everything. It isn't anything about Chicago as far as some of the great things we know about summer days and some of the best food and chefs out there. So we're going to give you a taste of the taste, right, of some of the best stuff coming up. Neil Heitz, he is the Taste of Chicago manager for DK's, the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. Neil Heitz, welcome to WGN.
Hi, Dane. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for being on the show today and giving us a little glimpse into the things that have happened over the last 39 years. Man, I can't believe it's been that long. And things to look forward to in the future and how some of our great restaurants, and they're always represented well, whether it's James Beard Award-winning chefs, some of our iconic favorites on the cuisine side represented at the Taste, how some of those restaurants can get involved for this year.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Dane. The Taste of Chicago is constantly evolving. If you haven't been to Taste in the last 10 years, then you don't know Taste. The event has really evolved, as every festival does, right? And we look to create new, interesting, unique experiences for people through art, through music, through culture, and then certainly food. Our food and beverage scene at Taste of Chicago has grown tremendously, and we've seen a lot of growth in several of the different areas of the event where we bring not just restaurants, Dane. I should also point that out. Not just restaurants. I mean, we invite food trucks, we invite caterers, we invite licensed commissaries. We want to hear from the culinary community at large in Chicago about being part of Taste of Chicago.
You know, and talk a little bit about that evolution over the course of time. And you think about it as a food city, always a great food city with lots of hungry people. But in the last maybe decade or so, Chicago has kind of, you know, found a renaissance, as I think a lot of the country is, but Chicago maybe even more than most with, you know, hosting the James Beard Awards. And so now Taste of Chicago has to be a lot more things, kind of representing that great diversity and those great restaurants. And talk a little bit about some of that, you know, whether it's the food trucks, whether it's kind of those pop-up restaurants. It isn't just those same favorites that are still there. It's a lot more these days.
Chicago is the culinary capital of the world, Dane. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. And Taste of Chicago exemplifies Chicago as being the culinary capital. There is just such renewed growth and renewed energy in participating in the Taste. Last year, we had 27 new vendors at the Taste of Chicago. I mean, that's huge. And, you know, we had a total of 72 food vendors at Taste. And so just having that energy, you know, all of these different, and part of that is because we have this really wonderful program called the pop-up program, where food vendors can participate for 1 or 2 days at the Taste of Chicago. And this has really allowed us to see some of those mom and pop, smaller, you know, those culinary gems that are buried in our neighborhoods come out and be part of Taste. You know, in the past, being there for 10 days or, you know, whatever it was at the time, it could be very difficult, right? And so having the ability to be at Taste for 1 or 2 days, to get that media exposure, to put your name out there, to be part of one of the most iconic food festivals in the country is nothing shy of a wonderful opportunity. So our response to the changing culinary community in Chicago is to create more offering, create more access. And we want the Taste of Chicago to be the right fit for anyone who wants to participate.
Well, I think what it does, too, and let the listeners know, we're talking with Neil Heitz. He is the manager at Taste of Chicago, is kind of having it be a destination. So people who feel like, hey, I went last year or the year before, it's different, right? There's more things to see. And even if you went, hey, I went on Tuesday, well, you can still go on Thursday and there's new and exciting things. Everything from, let's say, like turtle soup to turkey wings to, like you said, mm-hmm. representations from some of the most exciting up-and-coming chefs and restaurants in the city. So for people who want to get in there and participate, like, what can they do? Is there a way that they can get a hold of you guys and kind of get that ball rolling?
Very easy way to do it. So Taste of Chicago is July 10th through the 14th this year, so Wednesday through Sunday. All of the information on the application process is posted at tasteofchicago.us. We have an electronic application now, so this is easy as ever. All of the information is on the tasteofchicago.us website in terms of whether you want to be a five-day vendor, if you want to be a pop-up vendor, or if you're looking to be a food truck. If you have any questions, we want the questions. Applications close on February 20th, so this is the time right now to call us, email us, and tell us what do you need to know in order to make a decision about being part of the largest free admission food festival in the country.
It's all right there for you, and you can get involved, not only just experience it from, of course, you should do both, experience it from the get out there and enjoy the food side, but also for those great restaurateurs. And if you're looking for another opportunity to kind of showcase what it is you do, like Neil said, on really the biggest and one of the tastiest stages in the country, that's the way that you want to do it. One more time with that website, Neil, if you could.
Sure, it's tasteofchicago.us.
Doesn't get any easier than that. Neil Heitz, thanks so much for what you're doing, kind of carrying the torch and leading the charge for Taste of Chicago for us. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks, Dane. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.